Chapter 1. Grizzly. Ooray. Ooray veered off the trail and scrambled down the steep side of the cliff. There wasn't much vegetation in his way, only a scattering of pinyon pines and cactus. Soon the boy was sitting on a sandstone ledge and looking down into a deep pool of icy blue water. An underground spring gushed through the rocks and kept the water cold even on the hottest days. In the summer, Ooray loved imagining he was a red-tailed hawk about to seize his prey. He would leap off the ledge, with his arms outstretched, and swoop headfirst into the cool water beneath him. But now it was still early in the spring, and Ooray had something else on his mind besides swimming. He untangled a long line of leather strands that were knotted together and then weighted one end with a round piece of lead. Next, Ooray attached a small barbed bone and concealed it under a few shiny feathers. He was ready. Ooray threw out his fishing line and heard it hit the surface of the pond with a perfect plunk. There was nothing left for him to do but dangle his legs over the side of the sandstone ledge and wait for a big fat trout to strike. Then, Ooray heard a strange sound. He tied the end of the fishing line to a juniper branch and cautiously walked in the direction of the sound. Leaning around the side of a boulder, Ooray spied a bear standing upright and scratching the bark of a tree. It's a grizzly bear, he thought. Ooray knew he should leave the bear alone, but he couldn't stop thinking about a story the elders told every winter. It was about a grizzly bear that taught two hunters the secret of strength and wisdom. Ooray's mind swirled with the many memories of all the times he had taken part in the bear dance, which was performed each spring. Just remembering the bear dance filled Ooray with a bold new spirit. Only 50 feet of undergrowth and brush now separated him from the grizzly bear, and the voices of the old storytellers echoed in his head as clearly as the wind in the canyon.